transitioner Chloe Cole announces gender lawsuit against hospitals. By Spencer Lindquist on March 1, 2023. Detransitioner Chloe Cole announced that she has launched a lawsuit against Kaiser Hospitals and other medical institutions, alleging medical negligence. Cole, an 18-year-old woman who is detransitioning after attempting to transition to a man as a minor, has announced a lawsuit against the medical institutions that facilitated her transition attempt. The lawsuit against Permanente Medical Group, the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan, and Kaiser Foundation Hospitals, which was filed by the Center for American Liberty, the Dillon Law Group, and Lee Mandrian Jana LLP, alleges that the institutions are guilty of medical negligence for facilitating Cole's transition. Cole underwent both chemical and surgical sex change interventions between the ages of 13 and 16. The lawsuit argues that Cole, who was experiencing depression, anxiety, and body dysmorphia, needed love, care, attention, and regular weekly psychotherapy, not cross-sex hormones and mutilating surgery. Harmeet Dillon, attorney and CEO of the Center for American Liberty, explained that Chloe's family sought medical treatment for her at Kaiser before going on to note that her physicians and other medical professionals violated the first norm of the profession, the Hippocratic Oath, when, instead of caring for her and providing medically competent diagnoses and treatment, they permanently disfigured her for profit. What happened to Chloe at Kaiser should never happen to any child in America. And the Center for American Liberty is committed to protecting children like Chloe, Dillon went on to say. Cole and Dillon held a press conference outside of Oakland, California's Kaiser Gender Pathways Clinic, where Cole had undergone medical interventions years ago. "I was 15 when you cut into my body, ripped out my breasts and stitched me back up like I was your rag doll," Cole alleged, before adding, "You are on the wrong side of history and will always be remembered as child butchers." Cole went on to address the scope of the crisis, explaining, "Once I announced my intention to seek justice, I have not stopped receiving call after call, email after email, of parents and patients that have been harmed by these same practices. Some of them even were butchered in the same building I was." Meanwhile, the lawsuit states that Cole now has deep physical and emotional wounds, severe regrets, and distrust of the medical system. It also notes that her doctors were experimenting on her, and doing so all to their own great financial benefit. A series of investigations from Breitbart News have found that several of the directors of child transgender clinics have received money from pharmaceutical corporations that produce drugs that are used as puberty blockers. But in addition, organizations that encourage transgender identification among youth have also received money from companies that manufacture puberty blockers, pointing to the financial incentives behind child transgenderism. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.